Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you, my beautiful brothers and sisters. God is truly good, and God is on the throne. No matter what your situation is, no matter what you're going through, no matter how you feel, no matter what it looks like, no matter what the doctor say, what the judge say, what the attorney say, no matter what your husband or your wife or your children say, God is still good and God is still in charge. We thank God for Jesus. We thank God for you, you, and you. God is truly a God that could do anything but fail, and he has not failed us yet. God is an awesome, awesome good. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. We are excited about today. We thank God for our sponsors, Shanita Kelly, Keller Realtors, Sampson Realtors, a woman of God, doing the work of God. Thank God for the realtor, praying realtor. Isn't that an awesome thing? A praying realtor. Nothing like a woman of God that prays to have you place in your beautiful new home or even selling your home that you're in now. She's a woman of God. Give her a call at 443-854-0977. Truly a woman of God, Shanita Kelly of Sampson Realtors, licensed in Pennsylvania and in Maryland. 443-854-0977. Shanita Kelly is the woman that you need to call. Praise God for Dr. David Gaines, our master electrician. Dr. David Gaines is located at 2103 North Charles Street in the blessed city of Baltimore, Maryland. Dr. David Gaines, our master electrician, is there for you, male and female, keeping that natural hair looking good. Thank you, Dr. David Gaines. And he also has a barber on the premises, but you have to call and schedule an appointment. Give him a call at 443-449-3631. That's 443-449-3631. Our master electrician, Dr. David Gaines, and Reg, the barber, master barber, on the premises there, waiting for your call. But you need to schedule an appointment at 443-449-3631. Dr. David Gaines, and Reg, the master barber. Don't forget, Dr. David Gaines is providing your community with fresh fruits and vegetables. Yes, fresh fruits and vegetables. Praise God and thank God for him. But you have to pick them up. Fresh fruits, vegetables, bread, and pastries. But you have to call him and let him know that you would like to these items on Thursdays. But you need to call him on Tuesday. Praise God. Call him on Tuesday. Let him know you'd like to pick up a box of fresh fruits and vegetables. Praise God. To God be the glory. Great man of God doing the work of the Lord. Even while the churches were closed, Dr. David Gaines was still carrying out his ministry at 2103 North Charles Street. Give Dr. David Gaines a call at 443-449-3631. He is the man you want to talk to. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. Also, don't forget about the family tree. The family tree is there for you, raising families up. Thank God for the family tree. Nonprofit organization. There to service you and your families, male and female. Yes, the family tree, raising families up. Resources available to you. Help there for you. If you need help, you need support. They have professionals and men and women just like you. There to help out in times when you just don't know what to do, what direction to turn in. The family tree, raising families up. And don't forget about their Kids Plus program, Respite Child Care Program. Kids Care Plus program provides free short-term child care, ages 2 to 12. With this program, you can find a safe and nurturing environment for when you need it most. They provide drop-in care for up to 4 hours, praise God, with the same qualified staff and activities as full-time child care. Isn't that a blessing? And it's free, free, free. Space is limited. Need a break? You have a sudden emergency, doctor visits, job interviews, feeling overwhelmed, or just need to go get your hair cut, or need to go get your hair done, ladies. Give the family tree a call at 443-451-9806. That's the Kids Care Plus Respite Child Care Program, 443-451-9806. 9806. That's for the Kids Care Plus Respite Child Care Program. If you know someone that's staying in need of this free service, tell them to give them a call at 443-451-9806. Kids Care Plus Program, Respite Child Care, and it's free. But you need to give them a call because you need to register and fill out some paperwork. 24-hour parenting hotline. You need help. You need support. You have a question. You have a concern. The 24-hour parenting hotline is 1-800-243-7337. 1-800-243-7337. The Family Tree, raising families up. Thank you, Jesus, for the blessing here in the blessed city of Baltimore. We have so many resources that are available, but we need to know about them. We need to hear from you. Let us know about resources that you know that's available in your city, your state, your county, your continent. This is worldwide. Praise God. Whatever resources available, I want you to write to me and let me know. Chief Apostle, resources available for this, this, and that. We need to connect. No man is a island. Hallelujah. No man is a island. You can't make it by yourself. And you definitely can't make it without our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. God is good. We thank God for you listening this morning. Worldwide, yes, we're not just saying that. We are worldwide. Thank God for our wonderful Archbishop Dr. Alamasi. We thank God for you and the vision God gave you to establish this ministries all over the world. We thank God for your husband, the King Alamasi. We thank God for you blessing the world. Amen. Not keeping a good thing to yourself. So we definitely keep Bishop Alamasi lifted up in prayer with a worldwide vision. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. My sisters and my brothers, I want you to turn to the Word of God. We can't make without the Word of God. He could turn things around. Yes. The Word of God can turn things around for you. The Word of God can help you make decisions, the right decisions. The Word of God can give you that peace of mind. When you feel like you're all confused and don't know which direction to go in, there's someone this morning that need to make a decision. And they're not sure as to what decision to make, which direction to go in, what to do, who to talk to, where to go. The Word of God is where you need to go before you talk to anyone. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Take it to the Lord in prayer, and he will work it out. Without the shadow of a doubt. And if you made some mistakes in the past, if you sinned in the past is the past. We as men and women of God should know how to repent. Ask God to forgive you. Whatever it is that you did, whatever it is that you said, wherever it is that you went, repent right now. Repent. Lord, I pray that you'll forgive me of my sins. You know exactly what it is that I did. And Father God, I pray that you will forgive me right now, before I even begin this day. Repent, my brothers and sisters. We serve a forgiving God. Yes, he is. Men and women may not forgive you, but God will. And isn't it a blessing that he'll wipe your slate clean? Glory be to God. Wipe your slate clean. But you got to repent. You have to repent. No matter what it is that you've done, repent this day. Repent of what you did on yesterday, day before yesterday, this week, last week. Repent. Ask God to forgive you and believe, you got to believe that he is a forgiving God. Glory be to God. Changes will take place in that situation. God will touch the hearts of men and women, boys and girls. God will change that situation for you. Uh-huh. That's the kind of God that we serve. He's a miracle-working God. And I want you to know that God is working a miracle for you right now. Amen. We have to stop pointing fingers at others and look at ourselves. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Pray the Lord's Prayer. We ask him to deliver us from evil. Maybe you're that evil. You're not even aware of it. We need to be delivered from ourselves sometime. Thank you, Jesus. Deliver us from evil. There's evil all around. But God is the great deliverer. He sees all and he knows all. We can't fool God. Thank you, Jesus. Repent this morning. Repent of your sins before you start pointing fingers at someone else. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Thank you, Jesus. It's cleansing time. Cleansing time. Cleanse our hearts, our minds, our spirits, and our souls. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. It is cleansing time. Call upon the name of Jesus. Say, Lord, just clean. Just clean me up, Lord. Inside out. Wash me as pure as snow, as the word of God says. He will do the cleansing. He will do the changing. You can't change anybody. Can't even change yourself. Ask God to forgive you. Ask God to wipe your slate clean this morning before we even go into praying the scriptures. Repent of your sins. There's no perfect person. My God, my God. There's no perfect church. Thank you, Jesus. There's no perfect city. My God, no perfect neighborhood. I often hear people saying, I'm going to move here, I'm going to move there. It's not perfect there either. That's why we got to pray without ceasing, my brothers and my sisters. There's no perfect place. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Let us go to the word of God, Psalm 91, for those of you that have your Bibles. Psalm 91. Thank you, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for the word of God. And we got to get the word of God in our hearts, in our spirit, and in our soul. Because there will come a time when you may not be able to have a Bible. There will come a time when you may not have a cell phone, a tablet, a computer. So that's why, my sisters and my brothers, it behooves us to learn these scriptures, get them in our spirit, in our soul, and believe what the word of God says. Not only recite it, but believe it and live it and trust in God. Lean not to thy own understanding. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely, surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the nuisance pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thy trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid. My brothers and my sisters, thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that floweth by day, nor for the pestilence that walk in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. A thousand shall fall at thy side. A thousand shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand. But it shall not come nigh thee. That's the God we serve. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it should not come nigh thee. This is the word of the Lord. Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in thy ways. I believe in angels. Thank you, God, for the angels. They shall bear thee up in thy hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and the dragon shall thou trample under feet, because he has set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he have known my name. I shall call upon him. I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. This is the word of God. Verse 15 says, he shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. Even in trouble. Isn't that a great God? Sometimes we get in trouble, our friends leave us, our family forsake us. But the word of God has said, he shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. When you have a family member or a friend that's in trouble, are you still there with them? Are you still praying for them? Are you still letting them know that God is still good and God is still love, and no matter what, God still loves them and God is there? He said he'll send you a comforter, and that comforter is the Holy Ghost. God is. The word of God says, he shall call upon me. I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. Have you been in trouble this past week, past month, this past year? Call upon the name of Jesus. He knows all about your situation. He knew about you getting in trouble before you got in trouble. He's given you some warning signs before it even occurred, but you didn't see them. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him. Thank you, Jesus. In the midst of your trouble, God is still good. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. And I believe that's long, healthy life. Will I satisfy him and show him my salvation? Glory be to God. Isn't that a good God? Yes, he is. I can't live without him. Thank you, Lord. Psalm 92, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. Somebody ought to praise God this morning. Somebody ought to lift up their hands in the midst of their trials and tribulations, sickness and death. Praise God in the midst of our family situations. We got to still praise God. Thank you, Jesus. To show forth thy loving kindness in the morning. In the morning, my brothers and sisters. To show forth thy loving kindness in the morning. And faithfulness every night. Yes, he's faithful. Are you? Upon an instrument, 10 strings, and upon the psalmistry, upon the harp, with a solemn sound. For thy Lord has made me glad through my work, thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are they that workst, and thy thoughts are very deep. Thank you, Jesus. His voice, his thoughts are very deep. His works are great. Are your works great? My God. A brutish man knoweth not, neither does a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. They shall be destroyed forever. The battle is not yours. It's the Lord's. This is the word of God. But thou, Lord, are most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. Yes, your enemies shall perish. For all the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exile, like the horn of a unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Thank you, Jesus, for the fresh oil that you are pouring down upon us. Also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and my ears shall hear my desire of the wicked, that thou rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. Thank you, Jesus. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He's going to transfer the wealth from the wicked to the righteous. Your health shall be restored. The blessings of the Lord shall be upon you. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like the cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. Isn't that a good God? He loves you this morning. Don't give up. There's no need to be depressed. There's no need to get upset. Go to the word of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thou shalt still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. Look what God can do, even in your old age. To show that the Lord is upright. Yes, he is. The Lord is upright. He is the rock. And there is no unrighteousness in him. No unrighteousness in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for the word of God. The word of God is already blessed. Thank you, Jesus. May it bless the listeners, the hearers, the doers of his word. And I say listeners and hearers, because we hear with our ears and listen with our hearts. Psalm 35, plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for my help. Thank you, Jesus. Draw out also thy spear, stab the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Yes, he is. Let them be confronted and put to shame that seek after my soul. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion that desire my hurt. Let them be as the chaff before the wind, and let the angel of the Lord chase them. Let their way be dark and slippery, and let the angel of the Lord persecute them. For without a cause have they hid for me a pit, a net in the pit, which without cause they have dug for my soul. Let destruction come upon him in his unawareness, and let the net that he have hid catch himself into that very destruction. Let him fall. If you're going to dig a ditch for me, you better dig too. And my soul shall be joyful in the Lord, and it shall rejoice in his salvation. All my bones shall say, Lord, who is like unto thee, which delivereth the poor from him that is too strong for him, yea, the poor and the needy from him that spoileth him. False witnesses, watch out. False witnesses did rise up. They laid to my charge things that I knew not. They rewarded me evil for good to the spoiling of my soul. But as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I humbled my soul with fasting, and my prayer returning to my own bosom. I behaved myself as though he had been my friend or brother. I bowed down heavily as one that mourneth for his mother. But in mine adversary, they rejoice and gather themselves together. Yea, the abjects gather themselves together against me. And I knew it not. They did not tear me and ceased not. The hypocritical mockers and feasts, they gnash upon me with their teeth. Lord, and somebody said this morning, Lord, how long wilt thou look on me? Rescue my soul from their destructions and my darlings from the lions. I will give thee thanks in the great congregation. I will praise thee among much people. Let not them that are my enemies wrongfully rejoice over me. Neither let them wink with the eye that hate me without cause. For they speak not peace, but they devise deceitful matters against them. They are quiet in the land. Yes, yea, they open their mouth wide against me and say, I have seen it. This thou have seen, O Lord. Keep not silence, O Lord. Be not far from me. Stir up thyself and awake to my judgment, even unto my cause, my God and my Lord. Judge me, O Lord, my God, according to thy righteousness, and let them not rejoice over me. Let them not say in thy hearts, oh, so would we have it. Let them not say, we have swallowed him up. Let them be ashamed and brought to confusion. Let them be ashamed and brought to confusion together that rejoice at mine hurt. Let them be clothed with shame and dishonor that magnify themselves against me. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified. We ought to magnify the Lord, my sisters and my brothers. Let the Lord be magnified, which have pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. Are you a servant of God this morning? If you are a servant of God, you ought to have pleasure, and God have pleasure in you. And he will grant you prosperity, not only financially, but health-wise, wisdom, and knowledge. A prosperous person, not only financially, but with wisdom, knowledge, health. Thank you, Jesus. And my tongue shall speak of thy righteousness and of thy praise all day long. Instead of murmuring and complaining, instead of gossiping about somebody, all day long, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. God is good. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. My God is mighty. Make it personal. My God is mighty. I don't know about yours. I know how good God is. I know what God can do. Even in the midst of our trials and tribulations, God is good. Psalm 37. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be envious of the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, so that thou shalt dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust in him, and he shall bring it to forth. Yes, he will. The battle is not yours. It's the Lord's. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light and judgment as the noonday. Rest, my sisters and my brothers, in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because the man that bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil, for evildoers shall be cut off, But those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. There's an inheritance waiting for you that wait upon the Lord. They shall inherit the earth. For yet, listen to this. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek. Meekness is not a weakness. Uh-huh. Sometimes individuals look at you and say, oh, he or she is meek. But you got that strength in you. You're strong. You're able to withstand any of these situations, trials, and tribulations that you're going through. But the meek, the word of God says, shall inherit the earth. The meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for abundance of peace. Not just peace. The word of God is saying abundance of peace in Psalm 37, verse 11. Abundance of peace. The wicked plotteth against the just and gnash upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he see that his day is coming. Uh-huh. The wicked have drawn out their sword, have bent their bow to cast at needy and slay such as the upright in conversation. Their sword shall enter into their own heart, and their bow shall be broken. A little that righteous man has is better than the riches of many of the wicked. Thank you, Jesus. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. The Lord say in his days, the Lord knoweth in his days. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and inheritance shall be forever. Forever. Forever means forever. Verse 18 says, the Lord knoweth the days of the upright. He knows what you have been doing. He knows how you have been serving him. He knows how you have blessed others. He knows what you're going through. The Lord knows the days of the upright and the inheritance. Yes, their inheritance. Put your name right there. The Lord knoweth the days of Shanita Kelly. The Lord knoweth the days of Zariel, Rael, Diamond, Elijah. The Lord knoweth the days of Reverend Dr. Maybelle Hickman. The Lord knoweth the days of Minister Barbara Duffy. The Lord knows the days of Minister Yvonne McFadden. The Lord knoweth the days of Minister Sharon Ricks. The Lord knoweth the days of Mother Annie Green. The Lord knoweth the days. Yes. The Lord knoweth the days of Archbishop Alamasi. The Lord knoweth the days of King Alamasi. The Lord knoweth the days of Desmond Stewart. The Lord knoweth the days of Rosie Traham. The Lord knoweth the days of Kayla. The Lord knoweth the days of Diane Green. The Lord knoweth the days of Tyrone Staton. The Lord knoweth the days of Desmond Stewart. The Lord knoweth the days of Minister Mother Lady. The Lord knoweth the days of Apostle Mary Davis Edwards. The Lord knoweth the days of Billy Edwards. The Lord knoweth the days of Tina Sewell. The Lord knoweth the days of Maddie Hightower. The Lord knoweth the days of Rhonda Hightower. The Lord knoweth the days of Ricky Hightower. The days of President Joe Biden. Dr. Jill Biden. The Lord knoweth the days of Vice President Carmela Harris. The Lord knoweth the days of her spouse. The Lord knoweth the days of Mary. Yes. The Lord knoweth the days of Mary Robinson. The Lord knoweth the days of Reverend Dr. Charles E. Savage. The Lord knoweth the days of Sister Lady Nettie Savage. The Lord knoweth the days. Yes, he does. Greta, the Lord knoweth the days of you and your family. The Lord knoweth the days. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. The Lord knoweth the days of Jonathan, Christina, Victor, Evangelist Janet. The Lord knoweth the days of Mayors, Al Mayer. The Lord knoweth the days of mayors and governors. The Lord knoweth the days of Ida, Sister Ida. The Lord knoweth the days of Sharonda. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. The Lord knoweth the days of Pastor Tammy Caesar. The Lord knoweth the days. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord knoweth the days of Brother Bellamy, Ruth Bellamy. The Lord knoweth the days. Crystal Pope, the Lord knoweth the days. The Lord knoweth the days of Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close. Sister Gwen Close, the Lord knoweth the days. The Lord knoweth the days of Bobby Gladden. The Lord knoweth the days of Brenda Gladden. The Lord knoweth the days of Reverend Johnson, his wife, his family. The Lord knoweth the days, glory, hallelujah, Reverend Thomas, Apostle Margie Mercer. The Lord knoweth the days of you and your children. He knows them one by one. The Lord knoweth the days, hallelujah, Apostle Joe Farley, Christ Institution Baptist Church. The Lord knoweth the days of Marvin Farley, Jr. The Lord knoweth the days of Tiffany Christian. The Lord knoweth the days. Yes, he does. Thank you, Jesus. Pastor Victor Mines, the Lord knoweth the days of you and Lady Karen. The Lord knoweth the days of Apostle Tanya. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord knoweth the days of you and your spouse and your church family. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright. Pastor Loretta Sumter, Daisy Johnson, the Lord knoweth the days. Yes, he does. Pastor Bishop Simmons, Simmons Memorial Church, the Lord knoweth the days. The Lord knoweth the days. Elder Dawn and Annette Smith, the Lord knoweth the days. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Sister Jackie Anderson, the Lord knoweth the days. Thank you, Jesus. Elder Vanessa, the Lord knoweth the days. Bishop Reginald Kennedy, Gospel Tabernacle Church, the Lord knoweth the days. Pastor Carter, Pastor Dr. Carter, Shiloh Baptist Church, the Lord knoweth the days. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. Forever means forever. We come in the matchless name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for knowing our days, and our inheritance shall be forever. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for blessing us over and over and over and over again. We thank you for waking us up this morning and starting us on our new way. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for just allowing us to say thank you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We give you the praise, the honor, and the glory on this day, because this is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. I decree and declare a spirit of peace upon every individual under the sound of my voice. I decree and declare healing right now in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare restoration. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I decree and declare the joy of the Lord in every situation. No matter what it looks like, no matter what's being said, the joy of the Lord is your strength. And this joy that God has given you, the world can't take it away. Even if you're behind prison bars, you can still have that joy because he'll still work it out. He will work it out. Didn't he work it out before? He'll work it out again. Thank you, Jesus. Those that are in the hospitals, he's sending forth his healing power upon you, mind, body, spirit, and soul. Touch every doctor, every nurse, and every anesthesiologist. Touch the medication that's being distributed to your people right now, that the benefits will outweigh the side effects, and soon they will be without medication. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God. Our food is our medicine, and we thank you for the food that's being given to us. We pray for our farmers. We pray for them, Father God, that you will strengthen them and guide them and lead them and bless them and let them know that you're with them on their farms. Those that pick the fresh fruit, vegetables, those that plant the seeds, in the midst of the weather conditions, Father God, we pray that you make our farmers prosperous, their families, Father, keep them. Have them, Father God, not to give up. Have them not to forgive up. In times when there's a drought, when in times when prices are going sky high, we pray for our farmers right now in the name of Jesus, God, that you will continue to bless them and keep them in times like these. We pray for the individuals that are homeless, that are walking the streets all night and all day. Touch their minds right now in the name of Jesus. Regulate their minds. We come against mental illness. We come against, glory be to God, paranoid schizophrenic, bipolar disorders. We come against those disorders of the mind. Destroy them and send them back to the pits of hell from which they came. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God. We come against mental illness right now. Thanks be to God. You're a mind regulator. Regulate their minds right now in the name of Jesus. Someone's confused, not knowing what to do, what direction to go in, not knowing how they're going to make it. But, Father God, we pray right now they'll surrender to you, the almighty living God, that they'll yield to you. They'll hold on to God's unchanging hand, not to give up. There's someone that's about to commit suicide. Take away that gun, that knife, those pills. Not on our watch will you commit suicide. God has a plan for your life. God has a plan for your life. Dismiss that thought of suicide from that young man, that young woman, that senior citizen. You shall live and not die. God has a plan for your life, and it will come into fruition. Thank you, Jesus. We celebrate life on this day. Remove the guns and the weapons out of our communities. Touch individuals, Father God, that are holding those weapons and guns and knives and things that will cause harm. Touch them right now in the name of Jesus. Give them a mind that they will value life and let them surrender to you, the almighty living God. The police can't change them. The prisons can't change them. The mayor can't change them. The governor can't change them. The president, the vice president, the kings, the queens, they can't change them. Nobody but God. We call upon Jesus Christ to make changes in the lives of others. We can't do it, my sisters and my brothers. We call upon Jesus, the almighty living God. He can make things happen. He can make wrong. He can make right wrong. Those things that we think that are right and they're wrong. God will make it known to you. Surrender to him today. If you have not given your life to Jesus Christ, now is the hour of salvation. If you think you're saved, you're not sure that you're saved, now is the hour of salvation. Cry out to God and say, Lord, I surrender to you. I surrender to you. I surrender to you. My all in all. My total life. I'm going to sell myself out to Jesus completely, not to man, not to the church, not to the pastor, but you need to sell out to Jesus Christ. Surrender to him this morning. There's someone under the sound of my voice that have not really given their life to Christ. Say that they're saved, but not sure. I want you to repeat after me. Father God, I surrender all, my total life, my home, my education, my children, my spouse, my finances, my health. I surrender all, my soul, my sanctified soul, I surrender to you right now. I ask that you forgive me of my sins right now. And I believe that you are a forgiving God. I believe that you will wash my slate clean right now, God. All to thee I surrender. I ask that you'll forgive me of my sins. And as you forgive me, I forgive others. I believe that I am now a brand new creature in Christ. From this day forth, my life will never be the same. I trust you, God. I believe you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for hearing my prayer. Thank you, Jesus, for hearing my prayer. Miracles can happen to you when you learn how to use miracle decrees, because all things are possible to the Christ consciousness in us. We've learned about the prayer of relaxation, the prayer of cleansing, and various forms of prayer of decree. In most instances, my brothers and my sisters, these forms of prayer will work through the consciousness, your mind, clearing the way for answered prayer. You got to clear your mind of all things that are going on and happening around you. But at times, none of the foregoing prayer methods will seem sufficient to meet your need. Perhaps because you are ready to go to more deeply into your prayer consciousness and tap another level of prayer power. Or perhaps it may be because the situation about which you pray simply needs a miracle. I believe in miracles. What about you? It needs a release of power and energy more dynamic than the usual prayer methods seem to activate. You may be in desperate need of prayers that can break through the negative thought stratum that has bound you, raising you to higher levels of consciousness quickly, where you are in tune with divine energy that floods you with power. There's such a prayer of decree to help you do this. It is a miracle decree. The prayer that releases the Christ consciousness in you. The ancient people who is in their aloneness with nature knew the great secrets of the universe, felt that there was such a miracle consciousness, which when discovered and tapped could perform miracles in an instant. I believe it. In fact, I know that there is such a miracle consciousness which you can tap into and release. My God, you can do that. Some individuals found out that there is such a miracle consciousness you could tap into and release it. And the first time some people discovered it, they did it so almost by chance and did not realize at that time what happened. Some individuals prayed for guidance about an impossible situation. Yes, with God, all things are possible to those who believe. Yes. Some individuals prayed for guidance about an impossible situation over which they had struggled for some time. Helplessly trying to get their minds together to receive that miracle or the answer. And believe it or not, the answer came in the mail for some. The answer came in the form of a knock at the door for another. The answer came in the form of maybe a TV show for someone else. You don't know how God is going to answer your prayer. God uses people, places, and things. Someone might have been giving up and say, I don't know how I'm going to make it. And it was a knock at the door. Or someone might have given you a Bible verse. Thank God. Lean not to thy own understanding. Faithfully decree and declare the Almighty God. And don't forget about God's power, all-knowing power. Use his power, the Christ in you, the Christ in you. Use to break out those negative thoughts. A lot of us are still in that, my God, that negative thought pattern. Get out of it. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. God is taking care of me. By his stripes, I am healed. Eliminate those negative thoughts. The prayer of decree that literally saved a lot of people's lives. The miracle working power of Jesus Christ is released in this situation. Now for the good of all concerned. Repeat that after me this morning. The miracle working power of Jesus Christ is released in this situation. Whatever it is you're facing today, you may have to go to court on Monday. You may have to go and pay a certain bill on Monday. You may be going through a situation in your home, in your neighborhood, on your job, in your family, in your church, with a debt collector. Release this morning. The miracle working power of Jesus Christ is released in this situation now for the good of all concerned. Now you got that? For the good of all concerned. Thank you, Jesus. Let's say that one more time. The miracle working power of Jesus Christ is released on my job. The miracle working power of Jesus Christ is released in my home. The miracle working power is released in my husband. The miracle working power is released in my wife. The miracle working power is released in my children. And you could call out their names. The miracle working power is released on my job. Call out the names of those that have been giving you a hard time. The miracle working power is released in my finances. Call out those debts, those credit cards, those MasterCards, those Visa cards. Call them out, those loan companies. The miracle working power of Jesus Christ is released on that attorney, that judge. The miracle working power is released in this situation now for the good of all concerned. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Get that in your spirit. The miracle working power of Jesus Christ is released in this situation now for the good of all concerned. At still another low level in this person's life was again bound by the negative thoughts of others from which she received or seemed helpless to be freed from. And someone this morning feel like, I am just helpless. I just can't see no release from this situation. Keep praying for the right thoughts. Keep praying. Decree and declare. Keep praying for the right thoughts and decrees that would loose you. By his stripes I am healed. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. And he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. And while you're waiting, don't murmur and complain. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Pray this prayer. Of myself, I cannot do it. But Jesus Christ can. And is performing miracles in my mind, body, and soul here and now. Repeat it after me again. Of myself, I cannot do it, but Jesus Christ can. And is performing miracles in my mind, body, and affairs here and now. I heard the ethers crack. A miracle decree. Fill your heart, your body, your spirit, and your soul. Allow your mind, your body, and spirit, and soul to be lifted unto Jesus Christ. Things will quickly change. You'll find yourself with hundreds of miles away from among people that are negative. Keep those negative thoughts out of your mind, out of your spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Obey the word of God. Read the word of God. Meditate upon the word of God. Take those negative thoughts out of your mind in the name of Jesus. Praise and glory be to God. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. This is your Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart, Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries, with Power Hour of Prayer. There is power in. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229, Power Hour of Prayer with your Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart, PhD. God bless you real good.